How many of you like caves? Okay, a few spelunkers. I love caves. I've been to several around the United States. My favorite ones were in the Ozark Mountains in southern Missouri, the Ouachita Mountains in Arkansas, and the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. Caves are exciting to talk about, period. Well, for me anyway. But especially today when we're thinking about the power of water. Water, in different ways, forms most caves. Now, there are many different cave types, but today we're only going to talk about three of them: sea caves, solution caves that we're going to call caverns, and glacier caves. We're talking about caves because they're formed by the power of water, and because we're also going to talk about my favorite cave creature, the one they never talk about in science class, even though it's the coolest. It's not a bat, but some of them have wings. Any guesses? Dragon. Yes, the dragon. Yes, dragons, they're the best, right? So we have to know about where dragons live before we can talk about them. So let's start with sea caves. Sea caves are carved by ocean waves pounding against the rocks and cliffs of a shoreline. They can be these cozy little spaces in the cliffs or huge stone arches or anything in between that's carved by that enormous pressure of the waves on the rocks. Fun fact, we have a very small sea cave near here. Does anyone know what it's called and where it is? You're gonna have to speak up. Okay, so Spouting Rock is very close. Blowing Cave, that's right, Blowing Cave. So if you haven't been there, it's near the Bush Compound. You just pull over on the side of the road where the Bush Compound is like just ahead and to the left on Ocean Ave in the port. So, and it makes a really cool sound. I wouldn't say it's this amazing sea cave and you're gonna have a grand adventure, but you can say that you've been there and the sound that it makes as the water goes through the sea cave is really delightful. And definitely go to Spouting Rock, which is just down the road, and the waves were insane yesterday, splashing, even spoutier than Spouting Rock usually is. Okay, we're gonna come back to sea caves. Now let's talk about caverns. So caverns are what most people think of when they hear the word cave, you know, the underground places with the bats. Caverns, again, technically solution caves for those of you who are gonna call me out on my science, are also formed by the power of water, but not how you might think. Caverns are really spectacular. They're caverns way bigger than this church that are filled with tunnels and passageways that lead to cave rooms bigger than this sanctuary. Just imagine that. We're in a cave room bigger, like the ceiling is four times higher than this. I've been in one. And they were formed from just trickles of water that over thousands and even millions of years, like the slowest sculptor there ever was, carved these underground worlds. Beautiful underground worlds that might have waterfalls, lakes, rivers, crystals. We'll come back to caverns. Water also makes glacier caves. Glaciers are masses of ice on land. Glacier caves are simply caves made of ice. They form when water flowing through a glacier's cracks and crevices break them open. And like caverns, they can have tunnels and cave rooms and flowing water and some areas open to the sun. Unlike caverns, they change often, and especially with climate change, they can disappear altogether. So those are the three types of caves formed by the water. Now think about those different types of caves: sea, cavern, and glacier. And then think carefully about this next question. What kind of dragon are you? What kind of dragon would choose a sea cave? What's a sea dragon like? Let's talk about it together. What kind of food would a sea dragon eat? Fish? Kelp? Seafood? Covers a lot when we say it like that, doesn't it? What skills might a sea dragon have? Swimming? Flying? Holding its breath?
I'm curious about the water and the... Does it, like, shoot water instead of fire?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Maybe it depends on the type of sea dragon.
Yeah.
Maybe there are some with fire. Maybe some closer to, like, Hawaii, maybe?
They blow steam.
Blow steam? maybe patience, to be patient with the tide. Maybe good balance for slippery rocks. Maybe be able to hunt and play in the fog. I don't think I've ever had the bell when it's my turn.
It's a dragon bell today.
We have some time to think about the sea dragons. What kinds of things would a sea dragon do for fun? Swim? Somersaults? I like that. What was the rock? I heard something about rocks. Skip rocks, throw rocks.
Surf.
Play. Build sandcastles, maybe. Breach? What?
Scare people.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mate?
Mate?
Oh, you've got a hand over here.
Oh, you can just shout them out. Eat. For sure. Okay, well, don't tell me now, but wonder if you are a sea dragon. Maybe you're a cavern dragon. Caverns are dark, but they can have spots of sunlight. They're quiet, they don't change much, and the weather is predictable, meaning you kind of know how to dress for the day. They may have rivers, waterfalls, lakes, crystals, and lots of places to explore. What kinds of things would a cavern dragon like to do?
Explore.
Explore.
Play hide and seek.
Ooh, that's a good one, play hide and seek.
Candle making.
Oh, these are so much better than the...
Spelunking.
Sleeping.
Paint what? On
paint on the walls.
Observing biodiversity.
What about the sound in a cave? Cave. Might a cavern dragon like to sing? Maybe take showers in the waterfall? Enter, rejoice, and come in. Maybe you're not really a cavern dragon. Maybe you're an ice dragon who lives in a glacier cave. Remember that glaciers are made of ice, and glacier caves change often. What would make a dragon choose to live in ice that changes all the time?
Likes variety.
Maybe because of their hot breath?
Yeah.
Well, that would be funny, right? You would go to sleep and snore and then wake up and your whole house is gone. And you're very wet. It's a new way to wet the bed, huh? Or maybe they just think it's beautiful, or they like to carve ice sculptures, or like to slide around.
They like to wear sweaters,
yeah. So now that you've had time to think about it, what kind of dragon are you? Now, you have four choices. Sea dragon, cavern dragon, ice dragon, or some other dragon that we didn't talk about today because we're focused on water. Will my sea dragons please rise or raise your hand? Everyone wave to the sea dragons. Okay, you can put your hands down. Will my underground cavern dragons please rise or raise your hand? Okay, everyone say hello, hello. What? Okay, got it. will my ice dragons please rise or raise your hand? Ooh, look at them. I want everyone to give a warm hello, not too warm, to the ice dragons. Hello. Now, will my other assorted dragons please rise or raise your hand? Okay, can I have just like three or four of you just yell out what kind of dragon you are? Shape-shifting dragon. Mountain dragon. Puff the magic dragon.
He lives by the sea, though.
But also magic. Ella, what kind of dragon are you? You don't want to say? What?
Shadow dragon.
Kitty? Kitty dragon. Macy? A doggy dragon? Oh, now I want a pet doggy dragon. Okay, well, thank you for playing with me. I encourage you to share your unique dragon stories with each other during coffee hour and throughout the year. Water is powerful, and so are the connections we make with each other.